Welcome everybody, Shinema 932, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of Siman Reish Tezvav, going through the various different halachas of Amen. Just an interesting story somebody mentioned to me from Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that somebody came to Rav Moshe with the child was sick in the hospital or whatever the case was, Rachmana L'Slan. So Rav Moshe said at that time that people should go to the child's room, or was at home, possibly, whatever it is, the child's room, and make bracha so that the child says amen, and that others say amen in the room. And the reason being that the amen, each amen creates a malach, and that if you take the gematria of amen, which is 91, the same as is malach, right? Mem, lamed, aleph, chaf. So you have 70, 80, 91, and amen is 91. So you have 91 and 91, and it would be a melech yosher for the child, for the whole family, and so on, those malachim that are created with those amen. So it's just an interesting story, the importance of amen, to the point whereby Rav Moshe felt that would be mamish a part of the refuah for this child. And some other things brought down in the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, we spoke about some of them, interesting that we saw the Sefer Yitzhak quotes a lot of the things that from Pesukei Teshuvah was quoted also, that Vamru Kalawaina Amen, whoever says Amen with all their koiches, place Kamele Shar Gan Eden, they mamish open up the doors of Gan Eden, the gates of Gan Eden. We're not going to go through and quote all the sources. We spoke about it last time. He quotes with Vaidamru Gadalawaina Amen, Yosim in Amavarach, that mamish to the point that some want to say that it's mamish. He brings from the Gemara, Shaz Shivas Chassam Sefer. Then he brings, we saw that in the Pesukei Teshuvah, the Gemara Brachos, Nun Gimel, Mebeis, and the various different Perushim on that. But he brings, interesting, does the Sefer Yisrael Lachos in Ois Katan Tezayin on the bottom, Vayim B'Sefer Chassidim, he brings down in the Sefer Chassidim, Simen Tuf Pei Gimel, he says, Kol Omer Amen, whoever says Amen, Ba'olam Azeh, on this world, when he answer Amen the right way, on this world, Yizkeh, Loimar Amen Loilam Haba. You're going to be zoicha to be answering Amen in Olam Haba. So these are very, very big words. Mamish, very, very big things. Answering Amen, besides being the Chiev, right? We saw last time from the Chayyadim and others that Misha Shemeya Bracha Ve'ina Amen. Somebody hears a Bracha and they don't answer Amen. Achrev Onshe Gadol Ma'od Rachman Son. It's a very terrible punishment. So we saw all the various different, Chazal and so on that we spoke about last time from the Pesukei Teshuvah. Also, the greatness of saying Amen, and Mamish to the point, someone said, Vaidamu Gadol, who I know Amen Yosem in Amavarach, that it's even bigger. Some say it's bigger than the Mamish, bigger than the one making the Bracha. Okay, so the Maisa, be it as it may, we're not going to go through the whole thing now, but the tremendous, tremendous importance of saying Amen. Okay, so there's a whole machlekes if you hear a guy say Amen in various different in yonim like that, but we're not going to get into that right now. We want to just try and stick to the the regular mains from that a person hears, regular main. What are the halachas? We want to get those straight. If we have that straight, halavai that much, then we can move on from there. So if it pertains to anybody in reference to a goy, a pikoiris, and these type of things, one should ask. It is a machlokes in various different situations. The Shulchan Aruch does bring it down back and forth and so on. Interesting question which comes up, which would come up, could come up a lot. The person's here. Sometimes you have these older people, or sometimes people in general, they daven Shemone Esrei loud, right? So they're davening loud, they're Shemone Esrei, and not loud, I mean louder than they're supposed to daven, and you can hear it. You can mamashir the brachas. So the question is, right? So the guy's next to me. So, okay, it's hard to concentrate, but that's not the issue. The issue is, do I answer Amen? I'm not in middle of Shemone Esrei. Let's say like that's the case. Somebody's davening Shemone Esrei, and they're davening a little bit on the louder side. Now, should I say Amen if I hear his brachas? I'm, let's say, middle of whatever, Pesuka de Zimra, whatever, a case in time, in a place whereby I could actually answer Amen. Should I answer to this Amen to this person's Shemone Esrei? Not Chatzar Sashatz. We're talking about somebody standing next to me, davening Shemone Esrei, and they happen to be davening a little bit louder, or I already finished, or why it's from a different minion, I'm just standing around. Should I answer Amen? This person's supposed to daven low, right, like a regular Shemone Esrei, but I could actually hear him davening. He's davening a little bit louder, sometimes older people or whatever. So if I hear those brachas, should I answer Amen, or what should I do? So he goes through again the Sefer Eitzer Alachas in Eis Yud. He says like this: Das Kamach Roinim the Ein Lanois Omen Acher Brichas Shmon Esrei. You know, quite a number of achronim that want to say one should not answer amen to achar birchas shmoneh esrei if they hear somebody davening shmoneh esrei. But lachash, the regular shmoneh esrei, they hear him davening it low, right? They hear him davening it a little bit low. Sheshamei mipi chaverim hamispal b'koil. When they're supposed to daven loud, when they're supposed to daven low, you hear them davening a little bit louder. That so many say. Das kamachronim the ein lanos amen. One should not answer amen after that shmoina esrei if you hear his brachas a little bit louder. Okay, so he brings on the bottom. So he says in ois lamegimel, this is the ois halachas in lamegimel, kevin sheniskenu l'omram b'lachash. Since there was the lamaisa, it's Chazal will masakin that a person should daven low. Finish. V'loy tiknu Chazal anias omen, and Chazal will not masakin. You should answer omen al tefilas lachash on somebody's shmon esrei when they're davening the way they're supposed to daven low, right? Al tefilas lachash shel chaverei, because you're supposed to daven low, you're not supposed to hear it, right? The one who's davening is supposed to be saying it to the point where at least he can hear it a little bit with his, you know, what he's saying. But not that anybody else should hear it. Who oisa shalei kedin b'mashem espala b'kol, and the fact that he's having a little bit louder, he's really, not supposed to be doing that. Okay, there's different situations. Sometimes older people, whatever the case is, who oisa shalei kedin b'mashem espala b'kol, al kein ein lanos achrav. So therefore, he says, not one should be careful not to answer amen on those brachas. Kach kasa b'shel shuvas shevet alevi. He brings up from shevet alevi, seifa alichas shleima, and so on. Okay, so we'll go on to next shiur. I don't know if we can get into it right now, but now there's sometimes that a person is allowed to daven shmon esrei a little bit louder, like for example Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, if somebody's davening b'yechidus. We'll see how that works. There are certain times whereby Medina, somebody's allowed to daven a little bit louder. So if you hear that, then should you answer amen? So for what we established today is a person's davening a regular Shmon Esrei with everybody else. He's supposed to daven low, and that's it. If they daven a little bit louder, we saw there those who say not to answer amen if you happen to hear the person davening a little louder. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.